Happiness is an A. I'm someone who strives for high scores and enjoys any that come my way. For example, I like getting an A on tests. Even if I'm taking a class for my own pleasure, or it's a course I don't like. Somewhere during my formative past, my dear parents must have impressed me with the benefits of good performance and honor rolls. As a result, receiving an A in anything still makes me feel all shiny and new. While I haven't been to school for the past few years, I did recently take an exam, an eye exam. Luckily, I didn't have to cram for this one, although I did rest my peepers, keeping them closed in the waiting room. I wanted to hear three simple words. Everything is fine. A healthy diagnosis is like an A on a math test. Now, math I can live without, except when I'm scanning my bank account or taking inventory of the chicken nuggets in my Happy Meal. But I am concerned about my vision. Before meeting with the optometrist, I badgered the assistant during my pretest. What does this machine do? Should I be seeing those squiggly lines? Has my prescription changed? Did I pass? The woman smiled, trying to keep up. It checks for glaucoma. Yes, no, and yes, with flying colors. Now give the girl a lollipop, or better yet, a red pepper. I read that peppers are the stuff of good eye health. And give that optometric assistant a raise for being so patient. When the doctor invited me into his office to conduct further tests, I immediately started babbling a nervous shtick as he went through the better or worse drill. Perhaps it was the physical closeness or the dimmed lighting, but while he examined me, I felt the need to share self-deprecating anecdotes, as if fishing for a compliment or trying to get a laugh. The doctor likely thought, too much information. I'm only interested in your corneas. By the time I finished my stand-up, in this case, sit-down, routine, and he completed the exam, I realized I hadn't asked a single thing about him. I left the office knowing exactly what I already knew about myself. How boring. I didn't mind handing over my credit card to pay the bill. Not only because of the efficient treatment and high-tech equipment that put my mind and eyes at ease, but because these friendly professionals were forced to spend 30 minutes with high score-seeking me. For the record, I did get an A. No prescription change and no deterioration. Unless you include my nervous banter during the exam, which needs some improvement. Next month, I'll be shooting for an A with my family physician. That gives me a few weeks to brush up my routine. In a small room with stirrups and cold instruments, you know there's going to be plenty of nervous chatter in the opening act. At least from my end.